This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most asked question was during the break. I received by text 701-367-2054. I haven't checked with Todd to compare notes. Text him at 701-506-9028. Here's what I found out. You're hungry. That's what I found out, because the big question was, what for lunch?
It's not a newsflash in my world, but there we are.
Do you think that didn't surprise you, Todd, at all?
Any hour of the day, man.
What's for lunch?
The human foodie.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, two wonderful things. Meatball dinner today. That's worth the drive. I mean, if you're sitting in Hettinger, I think I'd head to Harwood for this. Meatball dinner, I-29 and Harwood exit there. Country Fried Steak at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, West. The West, the most West. A beefy noodle at 12th Avenue North and I-29 in Valley City. Exit 292 off I-94. Beef tips and gravy. No, correction. Here we go. Sorry. Hot beef sandwich. Wrong line. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie.
All those days start looking alike after a while during a pandemic, right?
Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. The mayor of the city of Fargo joins us next. There are a number of emergency orders that are out there. The governor has one statewide. Some cities have those as well. And Friday... Mayor Mahoney issued his, so we wanted to talk a little bit about today on the program. Mayor Mahoney, thanks for joining us. Tim, can you hear me?
Let me see.
There we go.
Now I can hear you. Now I heard you say, let me see. So something's working now. You got me now?
I think I do.
Good morning.
You can hear me now? We're talking away. Yeah, good morning. Interesting time.
Good. All right. You got me loud and clear. Perfect. Fantastic. All right. Couple things related to the order that was issued on Friday. The big thing we've heard a lot about has been the houses of worship, the churches. And in your order, they were limited to 50 people in the church. In the governor's order, they were exempt. And I've since heard that has changed now. Can you update us on that?
Well, the only thing we've changed on it is just to have work with public health as far as mass social distancing and hand washing, because what we're finding in houses of worship oftentimes, we're getting families no mask and interacting with other people. And in our contact tracing, we're finding quite a bit of COVID that's being transmitted in the churches. So all we asked them to do in Cass County is to at least work with our public health group and see if there's any ways to mitigate it so there's less risk of catching it when you're in church.
Interesting. So you're saying that there have been multiple instances of contact tracing where a coronavirus case comes back to church?
Yeah, and we did it. Funerals and weddings are kind of the ones that get it as well. So all we're asking people to do is please work with us to see if there's ways which we can mitigate the spread. They had the football playoffs in Fargo Dome over the weekend and limited to a certain amount of people. The seating was certainly done a different way. People were wearing masks, and it was well managed. And the churches could be no different, as you could just sit down and say what would be make most sense. So I got a call from pastors and priests over the weekend and kind of worked it out with many of them. And then initially in the orange phase, it was down to just 50 people. The governor now down to 150. And we said, let's look at the capacity of the church. Some churches have 1,000 people. So can we look at some ways of mitigating the risk and have more people in those spaces, and that's where we think we finally landed.
Yeah, I see. So, for instance, you know, that was one of my questions for you related to this order is, you know, if you cap at 50 and you've got this large, you know, church, you know, actually, I think the churches have been pretty proactive from the beginning on, again, the churches that I've been in, every other pew and everybody in a mask, and you only sit together if you're a family unit, and, you know, you go in one way and go out another way, and, you know, pretty ordered, and also, like, I think Sunday, rough math, you know, a church that holds 600, maybe 700 people had 200 people in it. But if you now take it down to 50, you know, you're gonna prevent a lot of people from going to church. So you're saying that 50 cap is gone, and now it's a percentage of their occupancy.
Yes, and we'd work with them, Scott, because what happened is the governor came out with his order Friday night, and that changed a lot of things. But that orange thing was only 50 people, and we pushed them on that hard and said that just won't work for churches, won't work for certain functions. We got to have it a little different. And you can see in a small restaurant, yeah, 50 might work, but it's got to be this when you have the larger groups. So I've had some churches doing just exactly what you said, doing everything right, and then I've had some that have not followed some of those guidelines. So it's more an attempt to get everybody on the same page to do this because we do want people to be able to go to church. This is tough times and people need that.
When you say pushed them hard on trying to get a different limit, like who's the ultimate arbiter? Who says, you know, in other words, does your Cass County speak for Cass County? You speak for the for Fargo no matter what the state says? Does the state have a veto? I mean, who's sort of the czar here that says yay or nay on these particular restrictions?
Well, typically the governor, lieutenant governor communicate with the mayors, try to figure out the best options. And what happens is that oftentimes in phase orange, it's recommendations, not requirements, but recommendations. So what we've worked hard on is for bars and restaurants, 25% is hard economically for somebody to make it. They can't keep all their staff. It's difficulty of getting enough tips and wages for people who are working. So 50% you should be able to do in a restaurant with spacing and doing the things you need to do. So when we discussed this with Governor Burgum, we said, can we really look at this more customized to the people to try to, if you're following mass distancing and hand washing, can we do it different than just numbers? Can we figure out a way that works better for all people involved? And as you know, the fire marshal has occupancies of how many people can be in a room, which is different because that oftentimes is standing, you're standing next to each other. But you can at least get a number that was helpful for us to have people continue their business. And in the spring, as you know, Scott, we shut down everything, and we really don't want to get to that. We are in red status for numbers right now, but we're attempting to keep businesses open.
A question from a listener says, I'm looking at Burgum's order right now. I'm guessing his order supersedes any other orders, and it says religious events are exempt from the order. So that orange thing might not have affected that. But, you know, again, who I mean, do you have
a
separate?
The governor all the way along has allowed that locals, if they need to do something different, can do that. So school boards have a different mentality, can do different things. The state and city can do different things. They're more rigorous, if you want, under emergency orders. So with emergency orders, if you feel we're having huge issues in the community, other orders can be placed in the community. And that's done with usually the guidance of the public health officer. So our public health department would make some recommendations and under that order. So the mask order came out under public health for the state as well. So that's there are those two avenues in which you can do an order for your community.
A texter says, Mayor Mahoney, why are retail stores not included in the capacity restrictions? They are just as likely to spread the virus as churches and restaurants.
Well, retail stores, we're hoping what people are doing is wearing masks, doing social distancing, and washing their hands. And most retail stores, that's what I've seen. It's rare unless there's a huge sale to see a retail store packed with people. But we're trying to allow that to go forward in a safe fashion. In bars and restaurants, people sometimes are more close to each other, talking to each other. And this virus spreads with people basically talking face-to-face oftentimes. And that oftentimes in a bar environment is you have people close together, no masking, and that's where you have a higher incidence of spread.
Nate in Fargo has a question for Mayor Mahoney. Go ahead, Nate.
Good morning, Mayor Mahoney. When elected officials try to start taking our constitutional rights, us as citizens, we end up looking at the North Dakota Constitution. And under Article 1, Declaration of Rights, when it comes to religious liberties, Section 3 says, the free exercise and enjoyment of religious profession and worship without discrimination or preference shall be forever guaranteed by the state. And another thing, the only way that can ever change, I think you guys have just become aware of this, is that Article 4, Section 7 in our Constitution gives the governor the right to call a special assembly and let the legislators decide what happens with the Constitution, not elected officials. I just thought, like the mayor or the governor, I just thought that I would clarify that for you.
Nate, thank you.
That's a good point, Nate.
Hang on 1 second, if you would, Mayor. We're just up against the break here, so we'll let you answer that on the other side. Don't go away. More with Mayor Tim Mahoney.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers. And save money. ActionMovers.com has the details or call 701-566-5532.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work. And our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do.
I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
That's on What's On Your Mind, celebrating University of Mary Giving Day today for Founders Day. That's right. I'll chat with some more folks from the University of Mary coming up here in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Hope you participate in the a day for a great, great group of folks, that's for sure. We're looking forward on Friday, we'll be out at Cashwise, celebrating the new Cashwise in Bismarck, up there on 43rd, right on North Bismarck, and should be a grand time there. And, of course, Unleaded 88 is going to be available to you. Unleaded 88. That is your best bang for the buck at the pump, for sure. Cashwise on 43rd Avenue, Northeast, North Bismarck, kicking off the holiday driving season. Special deals, including 15 cents per gallon off Unleaded 88. Safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88, high-performance fuel, safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win one of many fuel gift cards all day from 8 to 5. Kick off the holiday driving season by stopping at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue in North Bismarck on North 20th to save 15 cents per gallon by trying Unleaded 88. Back with more of our chat with Mayor Tim Mahoney of Fargo. Caller before the break was citing some pieces in the Constitution and talking about freedoms being limited. As someone that's had to sign these emergency orders, what is your thought on balancing, constitutional rights that people have and things that health professionals believe are necessary to, tackle a pandemic? How do you balance those two?
Well, Scott, as you remember, in the spring, churches voluntarily shut down their services in person, and a lot of them went to virtual. And so what we're just trying to do is work with them. I don't want to inhibit any religious freedom and allow people to have their services. It's something that we need right now. So I understand what he's put forth as constitutional rights, and it is right. People have a right to assemble and have religious practices. We're not trying to do anything with that. We're just trying to do when we're in contact, in person, how can we best do that to not spread the virus? And that's really what the recommendations are that are coming out. We feel that people can comply with those and still have their religious services.
And I'm also curious, we hear a lot about this, where people say, okay, you're saying, wear a mask always indoors, as an example. You know, something that's new and an upgrade. Whenever you're indoors, wear a mask. If you're outside, wear a mask unless you're socially distanced. And do you, I mean, is it required by whatever health department official that brings that to you to say we want to do this, that they also say, and here's why we want it? I mean, here's the science behind it. We know it works, and here's an example of that.
Well, when we recently had Dr. Bix come into Bismarck and also came into Fargo, she cited numerous examples in states in which people who were wearing masks inside, their numbers dropped. And in the South, when they had a lot of climbing in their numbers, that was one of the examples that she gave, is that we really found a remarkable change when that happened. And that's, we've got it nationally, we've got it from the CDC, and we've got it from the local health department. We know that two hairdressers sitting side by side with masks served 38 people, and the customers had masks as well, and nobody got the COVID during that exchange. So we do know that they work even in areas in which people are getting services for different issues. We know in hospitals it works when we have patients come in, and we know it works when we're trying to keep our providers and nurses from not catching this disease. And I think you know this too. Your wife works home health, mine does, and there are a lot of the nurses even caught the disease as they were taking care of patients, wearing masks, taking the precautions. So it's one of the things that can really help. It doesn't totally get you immune from catching the disease.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, you're a surgeon, and if somebody said, no, go ahead and do that particular procedure, and you said, well, has this ever worked before? And you say, well, it did with a guy on a plane, and it did with these people sitting in the barbecue one time. you wouldn't go ahead and do it. I mean, I'm just amazed we aren't able to say, here's some peer-reviewed evidence that says this is the thing to do, and some of the things we hear about people who are wearing masks the wrong way or the wrong kind, that they could get some, issues themselves from the mask, that they go, what's right? Who's right? I mean, you're a doctor, so you're going to have more expertise than I am. But are you confident with the level of studies and research on this?
Yeah, I'm now continuing to see more and more people catching COVID, and I oftentimes can tell the people who are really religious mask wearers have a tendency to do a little bit better. There's CDC has multiple studies if you want to pull those out, and if you want me to send those to you, I'd be happy to do that. But the reality is that our numbers are climbing. Our hospitalizations up to over 400. tomorrow we're going to have a press conference and talk about capacity and what we can do for the community. But I don't want what happened this spring as we got to a point where people weren't coming in for routine care, and people with heart issues and people with cancer issues actually delayed care. So you don't want it to have our hospitals overwhelmed so that if you have a serious condition and need to go in, you couldn't get that care. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow, Scott, but it's more that our numbers are high. We said two elements would cause us to get a little bit more concerned. The two elements are the numbers of hospital beds being utilized and the number of deaths in the community. When this first started out, we thought at high we'd get to 600 deaths in the state of North Dakota. We now are over 700. So whatever we're doing isn't quite working, and we're having more impact from this disease than we really would like. But at the same time, we've got to keep economics going. And you know very much, I'm sure you hear from business owners, is what can we do to get this going back on track? Yeah. I see a lot of people out and shopping and doing things. So I think people, the new normal is with COVID, they're working around it. And that's what we need to do.
Nick in Fargo for Mayor Mahoney. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, what reassurances can he give us that down the road that we will not be required, or that we will be required potentially to get a vaccine and also potentially get a medical record chip? What reassurances can you give us?
A reassurance that you wouldn't have to get a medical chip and or take the vaccine. You're kind of having to prove a negative there, Mayor, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, no, I don't know anything about the chip, but the reality is on the vaccine, that's personal choice. We're even talking about it, whether it would be a requirement to work in a health facility, and that's going to be an interesting discussion. But the vaccine is completely voluntary. And what you would do then is you either took the vaccine and felt you had protection. If you didn't take it, then you might catch the virus someday. So it's just that's personal choice. We can't recommend that you absolutely get the vaccine. And I don't understand the chip question. What would be the chip issue?
Oh, I don't know. You hear from time to time people be required to put a chip so you'd know if you had it or didn't have it or whatever. But it's kind of a...
Flu vaccine, Scott, we don't require you get a chip for the flu vaccine. So it's typically your records for vaccinations are held by your medical provider, and if somebody needs them, they can get them. But we talked about this last night. You're not going to walk up to somebody and say, you know, have you got the vaccine? Prove it. You know, then you're okay. That just, I don't see that coming.
Few seconds left here, but what's your biggest worry right now?
I just like to see the numbers come down because we're having increased numbers in our community. You and I both want to see schools back going. I really like to have my kid in school, so I would want to see us starting to plateau, and I just would ask people to do a hard push for the next 2 weeks so we can get back to a normal.
Mayor, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Scott. Yeah.
Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, best news out of that conversation is the reevaluation on churches and using a percentage of capacity versus a hard number on how many can be in there. So that's good news. That was disheartening for sure for many. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. You Mary Giving Day in our focus today. An update on that next on What's on Your Mind.
For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You Mary Giving Day. We invite you to join by supporting the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada Athletic Scholarship, or School of Health Sciences. For those 24 hours, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. Visit YouMaryGivingDay.com. That's YouMaryGivingDay.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In Georgia's recount, one rural county has found 2,600 uncounted ballots. It's unlikely to change the state's overall results, said Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager. The error could worsen an already tense situation in the state amid allegations by President Trump's campaign that the election was marred by fraud.
President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict. Hurricane Iota made landfall Monday night, about 15 miles from where Ada touched down less than 2 weeks ago. Iota hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 with 155-mile-an-hour winds. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sand, all of the above. Sign me up, right? Please. Our Oasis Petroleum Hotline is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember that, 855-200-1776. That should be in your speed dial. That way, when you have this lightning bolt idea of how to, make sure every legal vote is counted, in the United States of America, and every illegal vote thrown out, and we can get an accurate count of what the presidential election results are, you can just dial the phone. See, that might come at 2 in the morning. You never know. So you got to put it in the favorites and then press the button there, 855-200-1776. And our friends at Oasis Petroleum, they're grinding it out like everybody else in the oil and gas industry right now, but they're doing it with a Be the Buffalo spirit. They see the storm, they turn to the storm, they go into the storm, and that's what they love about North Dakotans. So let's be in this together. 855-200-1776. All right, as I mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit more about the University of Mary's Giving Day. Big day today. I want to make sure you have all the info you need on this. We did receive an answer to a question that came earlier. It was an email related to the State High School Association. And the State High School Association, I'll just read you the email if you don't remember this from earlier. Is it true that the North Dakota High School Activities Association has stated that since basketball season has been suspended, that any athlete caught playing or shooting hoops with another player will be suspended for 6 games and fined? Yes, fined $1,000. Where in the heck does a state athletic association get that kind of power to levy fines? Well, the answer is they don't, and they aren't, and it's not happening. So that's unfortunately one of those little rumors that just kind of starts as a pebble, you know, and ends up like a boulder by the bottom of the hill.
But if you want to be safe, you could always run down to South Dakota and do that.
Yeah, right. Good luck
sorry,
with that.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, in response to that question, Chris Larson, from What's On Your Mind, our producer, called and talked to North Dakota High School Activities Association Executive Director Matt Fetch, and he says that student athletes will not be suspended or fined for playing or shooting hoops with another player. And he also said good luck enforcing that. So he didn't say he didn't want to do that, but he did say they won't be doing that. So anyway, you have the very latest there on what's happening. Thought you'd want to know. Okay, our next guest, Brenda Nagel, is back. Brenda's Vice President of Public Affairs with the University of Mary. And also with us today is Ben Helgett. And Ben is a communications major, student body president from Clearwater, Minnesota, talking today about University of Mary Giving Day and what these scholarships mean for students. Brenda, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing today?
Great. Nice to have you back. And Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having us on the air.
And, Brenda, you see, you know, Ben and classmates like him every day walking, you know, the hill and benefiting from these scholarships, making a real-world difference. So I imagine today is pretty special to be able to add some more scholarships into the queue, right?
It's pretty amazing. You know, I think I've had the opportunity to work with students like Ben, just doing some different projects here on campus. And, you know, we're not the parents, but we see some pretty proud moments with the students that we're producing out here on campus at UMary. And it's really neat to be able to celebrate this and to grow that scholarship base so that we can get additional students just like Ben and others to come to campus.
So, Ben, you're talking to people that have the ability to make a donation and part with their hard-earned money for a good cause of helping the overall mission of the University of Mary, which is its Founders Day today. And when you look at what the University of Mary has accomplished from day one through now, it's nothing short of extraordinary. I mean, when you think of these nuns getting off trains and you know, building hospitals and schools, and it just is unbelievable. On the Prairie, in incredible you know, conditions, and here it continues today. What do you want them to know? What do you want them to know about the education you've got so far at the University of Mary, and also about the opportunity to donate and add to other scholarships?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Say, when I decided to come to college after I graduated from high school, you know, there's a lot of institutions, good private institutions in Minnesota, but the difficulty that I found was a lot of them were just very expensive, like unreasonable, especially for me. Like, I'm, you know, middle-class family. Like, it's really hard to send myself as well as my siblings to school when the price tag's that high. And when I started looking at UMary, I was actually pretty shocked at how affordable it was to begin with. But when I actually received my Sister Thomas scholarship, I was really shocked. And to be 100% honest, it was a huge part of why I was able to come to the university. And even more on that, like, university is so faithful and so good. The education that I've gotten here is far more than just knowledge. It's far more than just training to be a useful part of society. It really has formed me to be a better human, to be a better father one day. And I could not be more grateful for the experience that I've had. And just to those who are thinking about donating or anything like that, just know of our gratitude. The students don't take it for granted. And I would just really encourage you, because it really is an incredible cause. And, you know, you're really supporting an institution that's forming really important people for our society in really great ways, I think.
You couldn't be any more right. I mean, when you think about the people turned out into society from a place like University of Mary, with the virtues that are taught there, I mean, and virtue is not a you know, it's a pretty simple word, really, because virtue means habitual choosing of good, right? So think about that. I mean, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Well, what's good? Okay, I'm going to choose. I mean, the multiplying effect of that from the students of the University of Mary coming out of Clearwater, Minnesota, or anywhere else is pretty extraordinary. So how about just campus life in general for students and the kind of, you know, again, life you have outside of the academics, you know, Ben? You're student body president, obviously. Get a chance to interact with a lot of students. What do people feel like about the University of Mary?
Yeah, I know a lot of, like, maybe a stereotype is that there's not much to do up here. You know, we live in the Great White North. It gets pretty cold once in a while, that's for sure. But to be honest, one of the reasons I decided to come to UMary was actually the community here. Before I graduated high school, a friend of mine came up here, and I had the opportunity to visit him. In fact, it was in January, so it probably wasn't the most ideal time, but well, the reason why I fell in love was actually the people that I met. The people here were just full of life. They really were passionate about their education here as well as their faith and the reason that they were here, pursuing what they saw to be their vocation in life, whether that be nursing or, you know, communication or you name it. And as student body president, you know, I've had a lot of experiences with the university. I've had the great privilege to work with a lot of people here. And to think that there's not anything to do aside from academics is really just not true. We have a very lively campus. It's very full of life, and I would say, bar none, the best thing about UMary is the community and the people here.
That's amazing. You know, he talked to some kids from the East, and they're a little hoity-toity about, you know, where they go, because they see any place other than, you know, a Fargo, for instance, is, oh, that's the Mecca. And then, and I always say, you know, that's the kind of decision you weigh when you're a kid. You know, so what's important of where versus when you graduate and go out into the world, what you have received is so much more important than, you know, okay, where am I at and where are the you know spots to go and everything else. It's kind of some of the things that kids make, you know, decisions based on. But I mean, parents, that's why it's incumbent on you to say, listen to this young man, listen to the education he's received here and the benefit of these scholarships. That could be your son or daughter, or granddaughter, grandson, whatever. It's a great place. Brenda, talk a little bit about from the scholarship side, the options today, because people can donate to different scholarships and there's matches, and give us a little run through on how people can help today.
You bet. So as you've probably heard already this morning, but worth repeating, we've got a $75,000 match available. So if we are able to raise $75,000, obviously, I'll do the math for you. That's $150,000 impact. And so the options are, of course, the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, which honors the legacy of the late Sister Thomas. And who doesn't love Sister? Mm-hmm. You know, she's been gone since June, but we feel her presence here on campus every day, and she's doing great things for us even when she's not here. But so you can give to the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship that, like, Ben has benefited from. We also have the Marauders Armada that helps our Marauders teams compete at the highest levels. And we know that Dale Lennon and his coaches, you know, they're anxiously waiting to compete and do all of those things that our great scholar athletes are wanting to do. But right now we've got the Marauders Armada to donate to. And then, of course, we've got our soon-to-be-named St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. And if you haven't heard, we have the number one nursing program in the nation, and we don't just say that. It's because of the testing scores that our students have gained over the years. And so that is a ranking that we're very proud of. Our professors in the School of Health Sciences are top-notch. They're not just teaching classes and getting kids through. They are spending quality time with them and making sure that they learn what it's like to be a true professional in nursing, respiratory therapy, radiology, technology. You name it. They've got great programs there. So there's a lot of different options for people to give today.
And on that front, about anything that you graduate with, you're going to be put to work in a nanosecond right now, right?
You bet.
Incredible amount of opportunity out there in so many different fields. And we probably shouldn't let you two go without talking about 24/7 dining. Ben, what's your favorite item on the menu in the Shields Cafe there?
Yeah, well, I know you're talking about virtue, but I got to say the dessert bar is probably my favorite. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty good. And I got a sweet tooth, that's for sure.
It's pretty amazing.
I bet that's because you're from Clearwater, Minnesota. You've been to that bakery a time or two in that little...
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Nelson Brothers is right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know what it is. My car has this thing that just pulls in there. I don't even steer it there, but it's kind of weird. That's great. So, Brenda, folks want to donate today. How do they do it?
Well, it's pretty easy. Go to umarygivingday.com, and you can select which scholarship you want to be a part of, the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada, or the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. We've got some little competitions going on, so people are out there on social media. We've got Dale Lennon in the athletics department have challenged the School of Health Sciences to see who can raise more money. It's getting pretty intense. Dr. Mary Doctor is very, very competitive, and so is Dale Lennon. So it's a lot of fun. And umarygivingday.com is the place to go and check it out.
You Mary, you as in the letter U, obviously, university.
Yep. You Mary. Umarygivingday.com.
Right. Or you can text You Mary. Text the letters U Mary to 71777, and you'll get a link with more information. That's You Mary. 271777. Thank you both. Great conversation, Brenda. Ben, appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
GMC.com in the market for pre-owned pickup, the best deal. This is Schwann, Buick GMC. Shop in the area's best selection. Not only GM stuff, but late model Rams, Fords, even Super Duties. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Here's an example. Save it a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT. Only 20,000 miles, just $26,900. Finance rates are the lowest in years yet. Business owners, you can save even more. Find out on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Lots of fun today on the program, and most especially, of course, celebrating You Marry Giving Day for their Founders Day, and chats with many of our fine listeners, getting your texts and getting the conversation going. We'll do it all over again tomorrow on the program, by the way. And I want to remind you that if you ever have a suggested topic, we today had somebody say, hey, I heard this about the Minnesota State High School Association. We tracked it down, got an answer. We're always willing to do that. Just text us, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. A guest, a topic, whatever it might be, something you're concerned about. I mean, just yesterday, we were upset about the fact that churches are only allowed to have 50 people in them by order of the mayor of Fargo. He's on today, and it's changed. All right? I mean, they've went church by church and said, here, you just do this and do that, and you'll be fine. So we have a little better idea now there. That's the kind of thing we're always willing to do for you on the program, for sure. Our final guests are the dean of the School of Health Sciences, Dr. Mary Doctor, today on the program, and also Kazan Sibla, who is a graduate student from Bismarck in the Speech-Language Pathology program at the University of Mary. And our final chance for you to talk a little bit about the options for donations, and specifically the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. Dr., welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here, and Kazan as well. All right, final pitch now on the three options for donations today for the scholarships. We talked about the athletes and the Armada Scholarship, and also the Sister Thomas Welder. Now let's talk about the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. I was talking to Monsignor Shea about this last hour. You know, if you looked at every place that educates medical professionals, I don't think many of them would claim to put out well-educated healthcare professionals that are healers, that are grounded in moral courage and respect the sanctity of life, just like the namesake St. Gianna. What does that mean, Doctor?
Yeah, it's certainly a very unique approach that we've taken, and we have a lot of responsibility with it. At a time right now where certainly we are putting out exceptional healthcare professionals in all the different areas that we have, but what's unique about us is these students have a lot of background in ethical decision making, and then more importantly, what to do with that. And right now, more than ever, we're coming at a time where newer technologies are out there, and we just have to decide, are they the best thing to do? What do we do for beginning of life, for end of life? For rationing of healthcare. And so we really want to put out well-educated professionals who are able to talk about these challenging things and make decisions that are best for all.
Great to hear. Kazan, talk about your experience as a student at the University of Mary and the value of these scholarships.
Benedictine values are really integrated throughout everything that we do. There's a really big emphasis on the respect for clients as well as other professionals in making those ethical decisions, but also recognizing the dignity of every person that we work with. In addition, there is also the emphasis of acts of service and giving back to others. So that's encouraged through volunteering outside of school, but also embedded in our program through participation in pro bono clinics in speech-language pathology, but OT and PT as well. So overall, our faculty are committed to the education of every student, but they go beyond the content to make successful professionals.
And Mary, how unique is that?
You know, I've got a lot of colleagues throughout the United States, and one thing that, you know, I'm just so darn proud of is they say, gosh, you guys are so lucky to be able to just be able to do something. We have an idea. We're able to put it into action with a lot of support from administration. And so we say, you know what, we want to do a service learning, add that component to a class, and we just do it. The pro bono clinic, we're really excited for the future, and that's part of what this Day of Giving is, that we can build an area that we can have all the healthcare professions working together to have an integrated clinic for our community members who are either uninsured or underinsured. And kind of the best of both worlds, we give back to the community while also giving our students a lot of hands-on practice with their clinical skills.
Well, good luck to you, Kazan. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your story. And Dr. Mary Doctor, Dean of the School of Health Sciences, good luck today on You Mary Giving Day. Congratulations on Founders Day. We appreciate you sharing the story of You Mary with us today.
Thank
you so much for having us.
You bet. Take care. And by the way, youmarrygivingday.com is what you can visit to donate. You can also text YouMarry to 71777. Lunchtime is right around the corner, and somebody said, what's for lunch? And I said, meatball dinner if you're in Harwood, or beefy noodle at 12th Avenue North, location Effectual Serve USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, country fried steak. And I love the hot beef sandwich. It is so good. Valley City location has that today. Chicken pot pie, too. Effectual Serve USA. Don't forget the 4-for-4 deal. Pizza, two of the best cookies on earth, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. That's all day, every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Effectual Serve USA. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main Streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auctioneers. The secret to Piper's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Piper's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Piper's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Piper's.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.